It's Tuesday Douche Day.
Traditionally, our lowest rated show of the week. And this video is going viral of a woman in Richmond, Virginia, who is pretending to be homeless. And a couple of guys who are very upset that she's pretending to be homeless are filming her as she's getting into a what looks to be like a pretty new Fiat.
Yeah, it does.
Trying to drive away.
Stop stealing people's money. Stop begging for money. You own a car. You're not homeless. Some people are really homeless. Some people are really homeless and need help.
Do you think that people have to stand out here because they're homeless?
Why do you stand out here?
Because I have a disability.
What are you disabled from? What's your nature of your disability?
That's none of your business.
Because you don't have a disability.
May I see
your
sign?
Yeah, I don't know what her disability is. She's in straight up like workout clothes.
She is. And it says, what does it say? Eat, sleep, train on her shirt. Get out of
here. She's got some sort of expensive spandex leggings. Although I do have to say she kind of has a homeless vibe about her. Like whatever she's doing, it's working for me. I would dress it up a little bit more with like, I don't know, have those gloves with the, you know, the fingers missing. That would sell it for me. One thing I also think is hilarious about this is that so they're in a McDonald's parking lot, which I guess is close to where she begs for change.
That's where she parks before she goes out to go beg.
And so she knocks on the drive-through window to see if the person behind the window will help her.
We have a right. This is a free country. We're not. Did you know that she parks in your
parking lot? Person is going,
She knocks up and she's like, excuse me, they won't leave me alone. And the woman's like,
She's like,
okay.
She goes to the McDonald's police. And then the other guys are like, well, hey, she's in your parking lot. And this person is, I don't have any authority in any of this, really.
That's great, though. And then she starts asking him, well, what do you think about this? Like, what? I'm just here to give you the fries. That's it.
I know that I could not do this.
You couldn't? Oh, you couldn't lie and say you're homeless and for money? You would actually have the integrity to at least work a job, even if it was at McDonald's?
That's not what I mean. Is no, I couldn't let anybody portray me in what I think is a light such as this. For instance, if I was going to con someone, I would have to do it in the Bernie Madoff sense. Like, I would pretend to be some sort of investment banker that made a lot of money for people, and then I would steal it that way. But I could never stoop so low to let people see me as
the portrait of you being in a bad spot.
Right. This is pride for myself.
I see.
This is my own vanity.
It's not because it's completely wrong.
No.
Manipulative, lying, and dishonest. But no, it's just that, Got it.
I do think this is wrong, and I'm unbelievably douchey. But I also think the dudes who are spending their Saturday morning confronting this person in a McDonald's parking lot are also pretty douchey.
Well,
I feel like it is almost the homeless's responsibility to police their own.
I was going to say, yes, but she's taking away then from the actual homeless.
Yeah, she's giving the homeless a bad name.
And she's taking their profit that they could be getting.
For sure, yeah.
And
I think it's homeless street rules here as far as, hey, you said, hey, workout woman with the Fiat.
Yeah.
The homeless have a right to sort of settle this in the way they see fit.
Exactly. Like, I actually haven't showered in 1 month. I'm the homeless one.
Yeah, and if that is, they're a little poop on their hands and slap you in the face, that's fine for me.
You can't even, woman. You know, I don't know. I think it's weird. I've heard rumors of somebody I know that goes out and stands on a corner, and she is definitely not homeless.
Which corner?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I've just heard that she goes out there and makes money, and that's what she does. And I'm very wary here in Utah. I feel like a lot of people, I don't trust that they're actually homeless, the ones standing on the corners. And I also think that a lot of them maybe just have, like, they just use it for their drugs because pills and stuff is so prevalent here that that's what they're doing.
Hold on, back up. Mm-hmm. Are you telling me that you feel like some homeless people who have begged for change spend that money on drugs? My mind is blown.
You
trust the homeless in Florida to definitely be more homeless than the homeless in Utah?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Wow, that is very high and mighty of you, Lindsay.
Well, I just think that there are bad areas in town, and there are bad there are a lot of people that I do believe are homeless, and they definitely look the part in Florida.
801-570-1019. I believe that the homeless are more skeevy looking in Florida, but I do think that there are people in Utah who are homeless.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Even though they look nicer than the homeless in Florida.
No, if I'm walking around downtown and somebody comes up to me and says they're homeless, can they have some money? I usually give it to them, but I just don't do it with the street thing. I don't know why.